house.
99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. Hopefully you're wearing your boots this morning because it's chilly out. And your jacket.
I'm not wearing boots. I did bring a jacket.
You don't even have one on right now.
No,
I'm cold.
We're inside.
I know, but it's freezing in this studio 24/7 anyway.
Yeah, no. It's fine.
Now the inside of the studio actually matches outside. The thing on my dash this morning, I think, said 48.
Yeah, it's chilly.
What?
Right, but it's going to be like on really nice days. I mean, the mid-70s today.
Yeah, so in the 40s now, but then there's going to be a high of 75. So today is going to be absolutely perfect. Yes. But one of those days where basically it's winter in the morning and then it's back to summer in the afternoon.
That's right.
So just bring a jacket, bundle up the kids because it's a little chilly this morning. Also on the way, we've got Jeff Dunham tickets at 7:40. You know, yes. The puppet comedian.
Yes, he'll be at Amalie Arena.
And he does all the impersonations. So yep. If you want to see him, we have those tickets at 7:40. And then, of course, the tickets everybody wants, the Tortuga Music Festival. We have those passes coming up at 9:10. That's on the way, 99.5 QYK. You're never going to believe who Tom Hanks is related to. This is the most random news you're going to probably hear all morning. It is Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. And Tom Hanks has that new movie coming out where he plays Mr. Rogers.
Right.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Everyone knows the song.
Okay, is that the actual title
of
the movie?
Yeah, okay. That's the actual title of the movie, but you know A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Exactly.
Of course.
Well, he was doing some press for it, walking a red carpet, and somebody was interviewing him, and they did a little digging, and they found out via Ancestry.com that he is actually related to Mr. Rogers in real life.
What?
Like the guy who plays Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. So take a listen.
I want to break some news to you tonight. Our friends at Ancestry did some digging. You are related to Fred Rogers.
No, impossible. No, you're pulling our leg.
Here. All right.
Let's look at this.
How far away is it?
Wait, look at a Mefford.
I know, yeah,
Mefford. Six cousins with Fred Rogers.
Look, Ernest Hanks.
Well, listen.
Amos Hanks.
It all just,
keep this?
It all just comes together.
This is crazy.
His wife is totally freaked out. She asked,
she is.
Can I keep the paper? And she recognized some of the names from the family members.
Right.
So, I mean, it's true. He is just six cousins away from Mr. Rogers, who he's playing in the new movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It is out this Friday if you want to go see it. It's 99.5 QYK. Oh, no surprise here, but it pays to perform at the CMAs. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. And since the CMA show aired over a week ago, it aired on ABC November 13th, all the performers, so every artist that performed at the show, saw a huge spike.
Of course they did.
In album sales. I know, but are you ready for this? I mean, it's insane. So you perform and then you get off stage and then I guess you just watch your bank account grow.
Of course you do.
Because in total, all of the performers collectively earned over 100,000, almost 120,000 downloads just in the U.S., not even including overseas. So most artists that performed at the show saw an increase in album sales by 500% from the week before.
So that show worked.
So the most downloaded song of the night was Pink and Chris Stapleton, Love Me Anyway.
Yeah.
They saw...
That's a great song.
It's a really great song. Two really great artists, too. So not surprising that they saw a huge spike in album sales. But then also Luke Combs. He performed Beer Never Broke My Heart,
yep,
which got him 5,000 album sales.
One male vocalist of the year?
He did. He won Song of the Year as well. So, of course, Beautiful Crazy, that's what won the award for Song of the Year. That saw a jump of over 400%. The week prior, it had sold 1,000 copies.
Jeez.
And then it sold 5,000 copies after he won the award for Song of the Year.
Good for Luke. He's on fire anyway.
He is.
He can't do anything wrong.
He's on fire, and now his bank account is definitely seeing it. On the way this morning, we still got Jeff Dunham tickets. Those are coming up at 7:40. It's 99.5 QYK.
On the way with Mark and Melanie.
It's another in or out, a ridiculous scenario that may never happen, but what if it did? Would you be in or out?
And on the way, new music from new dad, Jordan Davis. He was supposed to be at our guitar pool, but he had a little baby girl.
Making the most of whatever we got, even if it's just a slow dance in a parking lot.
99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. Money can buy you a boat, and it could also buy you a trip to New York to stay at this hotel room. I'm ready to pull out my credit card and book this, Kevin. I know you're going to love it.
Okay.
Because you love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
You guys watched a Christmas movie last night.
We did. We watched Olaf's Christmas Adventure, whatever it was called. It's like that 22-minute Frozen Olaf. He's trying to find the... what a Christmas tradition is.
So yeah. Oh, that would be so cute. I've seen
already,
that.
Yeah, we're already in the mood.
Yeah, I watched, Brian and I watched a Christmas movie last night. Oh, I love this. Yes.
Get in the mood.
Got to. We watched a Christmas movie last night, one of those awful ones on Lifetime.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Not even a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Because
those are half decent.
Yeah, this is like a two grades below that. It was pretty brutal, but I did like that it was Christmassy. In New York, though, you can now book a hotel room and stay in Buddy the Elf. It's inspired by Elf the movie. You can stay in his hotel room. It's a suite at the Club Wyndham Midtown 45 in New York City, and it is filled with all things Elf. So the whole room is decorated like Elf the movie.
Oh my gosh, I love it already.
There's probably paper mache hung up everywhere,
perfect.
Gingerbread houses, candy canes, and then of course, they've got Buddy's four main food groups stocked in the mini fridge. So they've got candy,
yes.
Candy canes, candy corns, and of course, syrup.
You have to have the syrup.
All of the ingredients that you need to have, you know, a buddy meal, and then also the perfect holiday. You can start booking your reservations starting on November 25th. This is a real hotel room. And then you can stay there November 2nd through the 22nd. 99.5 QYK.
Are you in or are you out?
Dun, 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 dun.
Another life scenario that probably won't happen, but what if it did? Would you be in or would you be out? It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, let's warm it up here, everybody. Stretch out a little bit. Here is the scenario for in or out. You can have all of your debt wiped out.
Ooh, that sounds so nice.
I don't know if
student
you got
loans.
Student loans. I don't know if you got, you know, loans in general. Whatever you got
credit
going
cards.
On. Medical bills are a huge thing.
All the things.
But before that, you are spending 90 days in jail. 90 days in jail and all of your debt is wiped out. Now, think about
days.
This.
Okay.
If you have a job and you go to jail for 90 days, I would imagine you're losing your job.
Most likely.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a realistic situation. Even though this probably won't happen, you're going to lose your job. It's not like 90 days in the clink and then you're out and
no,
everything's back to normal.
Yeah, it would be 90 days, but whatever happens of you in the course of being in jail 90 days is what happens to you. So
crap.
You may lose your job. You may...
It's going to go on your record forever.
Right, you serve 90 days in jail. But when you come out, you have no debt. So if you own a house... That's debt. You don't have
a
house.
What kind of charge are you serving time for?
Huh?
Like, what kind of charge? I need to know what's going on my record.
For participating in a ridiculous radio segment called In or Out. It's 100%, it's 100% a felony. You're in huge trouble.
No,
yeah.
A felony?
It's got to be a felony.
Stop.
90 days? Yeah, you're in prison for 90 days.
Yeah, but are you... where in the prison are we?
You are in... It's horrible.
Okay.
You're
that's all you need to say.
Solitary confinement.
Is there really a part you want to be in?
I mean.
Which part were you looking forward to? Actually, maybe don't tell me.
Are we in the nice part or the bad part? It's all bad,
it's
Kevin.
All bad, right?
It's all
yeah,
bad.
No, you're in the kind where it's like 23 hours a day in your cell, but you get 1 hour to go outside. And then, you know, obviously they feed you. So, but it's 90 days, y'all. Don't get crazy. It's 90 days. And there's no debt. You walk out with no debt. Whatever debts you had. A mortgage is a debt. It's paid off.
A car is a debt.
It's over. You have
two...
a boat. That's a debt.
Yeah.
Medical bills, whatever.
Yeah, but imagine the debt you could go into after all of this is said and done.
Okay, cool.
Because you don't have
terms.
A job.
Paying off a wedding is a debt. That is completely expunged.
Could you live
unlike your criminal record?
Could you
so
live on
nice.
Brian's salary and you don't have a job?
We would probably have to move.
With no debt? Like no debt.
Yeah, but dude, think about it. You could go get any job because it's all profit. You don't have any debt. You could go do whatever you wanted.
Yeah, but afterwards, you still are going to have rent to pay and car insurance. I mean, all your bills don't just go away.
I would go
away.
Buy a house before you go to jail so that it's completely
they
paid
off.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is unreal. I would...
No, it's real.
You're saying a house?
Are you in or any debt? Your debt is totally forgiven.
I have so much debt.
All y'all complain about college loans. This is your way out. Yes, it's 90 days in prison. I get it. Maybe it wasn't the way you were thinking you were going to get out of debt, but it is your way out.
I'm not ready to answer yet. I'm still thinking
Kevin,
about it.
I am in.
Wow.
90 days?
I am in.
Can you imagine Kevin in jail?
To your kids? They can come visit you on Sundays, I think.
Yes. But it's only 3 months. 3 months.
Right. It's about 12 Sundays.
Some parents might see this as a vacation.
So you are in?
All my debt paid for?
Yes, sir.
Even if I don't get a job, say my wife can still
work. Doesn't matter, right.
She can still pay for the whatever, you know, the car insurance, that type of stuff, and that can
be covered.
You could
go deliver newspapers if you want to.
Sure.
It wouldn't matter because you have no debt to pay. You have no bills.
Unbelievable.
In.
Are you ready, Melanie?
Yeah.
Okay, in or out?
I think I'm in.
Whoa.
I think I'm in. I've got debt. I've got student loan debt that is never, I mean, I'll make payments on it, but it seems to just never be going down. So it's just like revolving.
All right, 90 days in jail. I am 100% out, O-U-T out.
Do you not have a lot of debt? That sounds like something a person with no debt would say.
I don't have a lot. Really? But at the end of the day, I got a problem with sitting in a room for 90 days for 23 hours a day and then getting an hour to go outside, eating the worst food ever, and then walking out and I don't know. And then telling people, well, why don't you have a job? Because I was in jail for 90 days. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, gosh, I'm flip-flopping.
But I don't have any debt
anymore.
But
you don't have any debt. That's exactly
I'm
right.
Out.
You're back out?
Yeah.
Oh,
Kevin. They went to put the handcuffs on, and I was like, oh, I can't do it.
Kevin, Melanie and I will come visit you on Sundays. I think we'll have like 20 minutes. I don't think we can touch you, but you can put your hand up on the glass. We can kind of high-five.
We can put some money in your commissary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's
you're
welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, spend that hour a day wisely, Kevin.
I will.
All right, Texas, would you be in or out in this scenario? 800-992-1099. I feel like Melanie's husband right now is like, what? No, you're in. You are back in.
He's 100%. Putting the handcuffs back on me now.
Yes, totally is. All right, 800-992-1099. All right, in or out, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Would you be in or out on this scenario, which probably won't happen in your life, but man, what if it did? It's fun to think about. All right, you're going to have all of your debt wiped out. Mortgage, school loans, medical bills, whatever. It's wiped out. But first, you're spending 90 days in prison, and I'm talking about solitary confinement. You are in that little cell for 23 hours a day. I think they let you out for an hour, go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's the part.
Eat dinner. Kevin said he was in.
Surprisingly.
Unbelievable. Kevin is in.
Yep.
Melanie was in. Then she said last minute, nope, I'm back out.
Nice flip-flop.
She'll stay in debt. I was all the way out from day one. I'm scared of those little rooms. And my wife would be... My wife would be so mad at me. I'd have to come out and face my... I know, man, I get home, and I see my wife after a few hours with five kids. You imagine 90 days?
Oh, boy.
Woo.
I don't know that your wife would be there anymore.
Oh, I never thought about that.
She may have left.
She may have gone.
True.
Not waiting for you in jail.
Here are the texts, whether you would be in or out at 800-992-1099. Keep texting us. Michelle in Tampa, she said she would totally be in. She is a stay-at-home mom, and this would be a chance for her husband to get a little taste.
Oh, a little payback.
Wow.
By the way, she said she has one kid.
Oh. Which to you, that's like nothing,
yeah,
right?
That kid must be a handful. One kid, and you're going to jail for 90 days?
I'm actually not surprised how many moms are texting us that they would be in. Valerie, she says that she has three kids. She said, sign me up. This sounds like a nice break. Jack said, go ahead, take my fingerprints, book me now.
Oh, man.
Jack sounds like he has some debt.
He's giving up his fingerprints. For everything, yeah. A lot of texts coming in. As long as the house is a part of it, the mortgage, we are totally in.
Oh, this is like a couple deal now?
Yeah. No. A bunch of couples that are signing up. So that's weird. So I guess I wonder if, and somebody did text this, if me and my husband both agree to do it, could I do the first 45 and he do the second 45? No.
Well, it's collective debt. I'm just learning about this being married now. That what's yours is mine and all that. Why can't they split the time?
It's not a bad idea.
No, it's one... All right, fine. 45, whatever, fine.
I feel
split
like some people are going to be in now.
Hey, you know, it is the holidays. I don't want to be a monster. I do want to be, you know, somewhat Hallmark about this.
So sweet.
Overwhelmingly, I would say, I don't know, 75, 85% maybe people are in on this, spending 90 days in prison if their debt could be totally wiped out. Keep your texts coming in, 800-992-1099. $10.99, Kevin, you're still in, right?
Oh, 100%.
What about you and your wife could split it? We added that in a little bit.
I'm good. Yeah, that sounds great.
He's planning on reading books in the slammer.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
looking forward to it.
Kevin just signed his wife up for 45 days in prison. Didn't even ask her. That's great. Keep the text coming. It's 800-992-1099. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIQ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie. It is time to play the name game. We've got our contestants on the line, Tanya and Christine. Ladies, we are playing for Jeff Dunham tickets this morning. He is coming to Amalie Arena in March. Here's how it works. We have a category for you guys, and once I give you the category, you're each going to have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Then you are going to go back and forth. The first person to run out of things in that category and no repeats will be the loser, and then obviously whoever can name the most is the winner. Tanya, you were caller number 9, so we are going to start with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. In honor of this amazing story out of San Diego this morning, a police officer, Andre Thomas, he was called to check on a stolen car. And when he got there, there was a lab inside, a dog, and he ended up adopting it. It is now his best friend. So I thought that was a great story. In honor of that, today's category is things that you find in a car. Tanya, go.
A gear shift. Owner's manual. Steering wheel. Blinker. Speedometer. Radio. Air vent. Keys. Gas gauge. Registration. Floor mat. Insurance. Seat belt. License. Cup holders. Spare tire. Door handle. Lug wrench. The window.
Oh, sorry, Tanya. It's been 5 seconds. Christine, that means you got the tickets to go see Jeff Dunham at Amalie Arena on March 7th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QI.
QYK, you're going to want to hear this before you plan out your Black Friday shopping. Are you planning on going, Kevin?
No, I never have. Never will.
Never ever?
Nah, it does nothing for me. Because really? There's Black Friday sales already going on.
I know, they started going on early this year.
Yeah, so I don't see the need. Like, how much more am I really going to save if I go to the store and it doesn't make any sense for me?
I think most people are on the same page as you. I used to go all the time. I looked forward to it on Thanksgiving after the meal was done. My mom and I would get all of the ads. So Target, Walmart, everything. And then we'd mark up, we'd dog ear the things that we want. And then we'd go and wait in line, bring hot chocolate, the whole deal. But I'm with you. I think those days are over. And now a new study said that 18% of this year's Black Friday deals are actually reruns from last year and they're more expensive. So you're really not getting a great deal.
Yeah.
When it comes to the 5 chains that have the most recycled products and the most expensive ones, it is Office Depot, Office Max, Ace Hardware, Sears, JCPenney and Target. So those are the stores that really you shouldn't worry about waiting in line at because you're not really getting a good deal. With that said, we do have a bunch of the Black Friday Target ads, though, up on our blog at 99.5QYK.com. And here's something you'll definitely want to win. You don't have to pay for it. Tortuga Music Festival tickets, those are on the way at 9:10.
Finally, we found him, everybody. Been looking for, I don't know, 100 million years.
Yes.
We got Santa Claus's address, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I always wondered, I mean, I knew it was the North Pole, but North Pole's big, by the way. I've looked that up before, and now his address has been published.
Yeah, so the U.S. Postal Service, this is the first time they've ever done this. They have revealed Santa's address, and it is 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. If you want to write him a letter, and you can. You can send your Christmas list. You can have your kids draw up their list and send it to that address. We'll post it up to on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page in case you want to get in on the action and send Santa your list.
Yeah, this is really good. It's part of the Operation Santa program. So, like Melanie said, go check this link out on the Facebook page, and I think you'll be really... I don't know. It's heartwarming. It's kind of cool for the holidays that they've done this. So
yeah, maybe you'll even get a letter back.
You never know. 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. That is Santa's address. Busted, Santa. We know where you live.
We
now.
Found you.
There you go. It's 99.5 QIK. Man, this is one of the coolest things ever, and it's right here in the Tampa Bay area. I had no idea. There was an arcade museum, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. I'm looking at, like, pictures of this, and, like, all of my, from, like, 6 years old to 15, there's, like, the emotions, the nostalgia is like spilling over me. This is great.
Yeah, how could it not? Just seeing the pictures of this place. It's called the Replay Museum.
Ooh, and they got a Galaga machine, buddy.
Woo! I love that.
Do you remember all of these things? They have Ghostbusters. I do remember that pinball machine. There's, oh my gosh, there's so many. Indiana Jones.
Oh, Indiana Jones, yeah. So this is the kind of, first off, I didn't know that a museum could be an arcade museum.
Yeah, when I thought of museums, I thought you couldn't touch things. Right. Everything was on display and not very interactive. But here you go and you get to play the machines.
But it's a museum.
But yeah, they're calling it the Replay Museum. Yes.
Okay, it's Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs.
The Replay Museum. You can go through. Obviously, there's Pac-Man. I saw Pole Position on there.
Yes.
Again, my childhood is just flooding back to me.
How long could you honestly go in there into this museum and play games for? Because they have a day pass. It's $14. You can go in there. And they have late night, too. You could do late night, date night. Ooh, that's a good date idea. So two people, $22.
You know what's funny?
Like, not bad.
Our age, we go in there and have a blast. I just wonder if, like, I wonder if I took my kids in there, if they would even understand what this was.
Yeah, they're like, this is not a Nintendo Switch.
Well, yeah, they'd be like, how does it work? Yeah.
Right, there's, like, standalone games, like these huge, like, boxes. You know what I mean? All right, if there could be, I was thinking, what would be your dream museum? Obviously, this is great for gamers, especially old school gamers. But if there could be, if you had like a wish, like a genie was like, I'll make you a museum of anything, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. There's two things. This is going to sound so basic. So one of them would be maybe like a makeup museum. The history of makeup and stuff. I just love it.
That's called the Estee Lauder counter at Macy's. That's, it already exists.
It does, sort of. Or one time I went to the House of Blues. You know how they always have the memorabilia from artists and stuff? And they had a ton of Britney Spears stuff, like iconic outfits. The Oops, I Did It Again. I'm a Slave for You.
Why did I ask this question?
Yeah, I thought it was so cool.
I'll have a makeup museum and a Britney Spears museum.
Told you it was basic. What do you want from me? What would you have in your museum?
All right, so mine would be old.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Old school. No, I think you'll like this. Old school beer logos, like beer shirts or beer, like tin beer signs.
And that's better than Britney Spears or makeup.
100%. Okay. We're all having fun with old beer logos. But I'm talking about like the old beer t-shirts or like the old beer neon signs. Mm-hmm. I just think like classic beer artwork.
Go to Goodwill.
Huh?
Go to Goodwill. I'm sure you can find some.
But I also want it to be a bar where you can try them all too.
Oh, okay, there's that. Yeah, so
it's
all
like,
right.
It's so. Like, yeah, here's this old school beer shirt. Like this beer doesn't exist anymore. But then we also have the beer that you drink while you're wearing.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Is cool. So it'd be like an old dive bar museum.
Yeah.
That's mine.
All right.
I got goals.
I actually like that.
It's better than the Britney Spears.
Thanks,
I'm sorry.
And the little makeup deal, too. What would yours be, Kevin?
It's got to be either books or video games. So I love this idea of a museum. But yeah, I'm book guy, big video game.
Well, I'm glad you
so
said
either
that.
Either one.
What if,
that's called a library.
What if they
whatever.
That is a museum.
It's
you're right.
Fine.
It's a library. You just go
it's
in.
It's real
and,
inventive.
Yeah. What?
You make fun of my Britney Spears museum. I'm coming at you.
What if they combined? What if they made the arcade, but then combine it with a bar. It's like an arcade bar.
Ooh.
It's all old school games, though.
I'm noticing a trend here. You're just adding a bar onto any museum, and suddenly it gets cooler.
You are noticing a trend, are you?
I don't see a problem.
Text us, what would be your ideal museum? But this is really cool. 800-992-1099. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I love this. This was back for Halloween a few weeks ago, but this is totally worth it. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. So have you ever seen those skeleton dogs as Halloween decorations in people's front yards?
Yeah.
Dude, they're really creepy, and they have red eyes. But you plug them in, and they start howling.
Oh, I haven't seen that type.
Oh, yeah. Well, so this guy had it in his front yard, and then his real German Shepherd saw it in action and freaked out. Listen.
Angus.
I love the owner encouraging him. Good boy, good boy.
Good boy.
You know what's funny? The real dog, it sounded like he was like becoming possessed. Like he was turning in. Yeah, it was like, dude, don't join the dark side. But I think he really was. This is great. We have the video, right?
Yeah, it's going up right now. The Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Absolutely great. As this real dog joins this mechanical dog from hell. You can watch that all on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Good boy. It's 99.5 QYK.
Coming up in 15 minutes with Mark and Melanie.
Nutbags north of Florida. We're going to go to Louisiana, where the devil had something to do with a man's arrest.
And coming up, we've got the latest from Keith Urban, 99.5 QYK.
I am who I am. I just miss who I was when we were.
99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
All right, Louisiana, checking in. Cajun country, by the way. A 27-year-old has been arrested for narcotics possession, but this is how this all came to be. Police were watching him as he walked down the street, took out a pill bottle, looked at the police officers, and threw the pill bottle into somebody's yard, and a white powder exploded from the pill bottle.
Oh, my gosh.
The police approached him and said, "Hey, what did you just do? We saw you throw a pill bottle, and white powder was everywhere." He said, "Oh, you saw that?" They said, "Yes, we saw that." He said, "Well, the devil made me do it. I've been framed by the devil."
Okay, well, he's clearly on drugs.
They said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "The devil's been planting drugs on me." Well, the police officers believed that he had drugs on him because they saw him. They didn't buy the devil part and placed him under arrest. So the devil is at it again. Remember, the devil's in the details. And those details being, don't throw drugs. Actually, don't do drugs.
Yeah, just don't do drugs to begin with.
Don't be around drugs. Go. There's Louisiana for today's Nutbags, north of Florida, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.